office. So before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Good morning, my name is Manuel Medina.
I didn't quite hear you. Say it again.
My name is Manuel Medina.
Manuel Medina.
Medina, okay. Well, the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and he will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Mr. Mejia, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just give me 1 second. There we go. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Manuel Medina, 262648.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on December 5th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Seeing no lawyer with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on the teleconference screen to my extreme left, at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Also with us is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman today. Also in the room is Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer. Will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Mejia and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Mejia, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. Will phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked? I will begin the first phase of the hearing by reading from the warrant of the arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal division company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 6, 2017, as directed on October 25, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Mejia, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. On Mr. Mejia's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Okay, Mr. Mejia, We will now continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily with questions. Okay, sir? Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mejia was released from GOC custody on January 23rd of 2017. He was arrested on November 7th of 2017 by the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office on the scout award status and was turned back to our custody on 11-7 of 2017 with a warrant of escondite with a community supervision end date of February 23rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2011 armed robbery, 7 years. 2011 aggravated robbery, 5 years. And 2011 burglary, first degree, 4 years. He's had one term with GOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history, and he has a community risk score of G1B2, and also wanted to note that during his arrest, he was arrested at the Nogales port of entry. Thank you.
I don't know if I had a lapse of county understanding, but Santa Cruz is in Nogales County, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so make sure it's clear on that. Okay, back to you, Mr. Mejia. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary, which will be very quick, as there is almost no information in your case supervision summary. So I'll begin questions by asking you, it looks like that you were missing from community supervision for only one day in Santa Cruz County. Is that where you were serving your parole?
No, my parole was in Tucson, Arizona.
And what were you doing for the one day that you were missing, sir?
I was at work, and she usually does my face-to-face content on Wednesdays, and I go to class. I got a program on Wednesdays, so I already had talked to my worker, my boss, and we already had done it for every Wednesday. I would go see my parole and go to class, and that's the only day I would get out early. And that day I got out pretty late, and when I called my parole officer, she didn't answer the phone. I was kind of going to the next day, and usually she wouldn't really have a problem with it because I would call her, but that day I didn't have time to call her earlier. So when I was going to call the next day, that's when I got arrested.
And what were you doing at the Nogales Port of Entry, Mr. Mejia?
I had my grandfather pass away.
And where does he live, sir?
He was living here in Tucson, and they were taking him to Mexico.
Not that this is that important, but was he going deep into Mexico or just on the other side of the border, or where was he being buried?
On the other side of the border.
Well, please accept our condolences. It's always sad to lose a family member. So you're saying your grandfather was going to be buried in Sonora?
Yeah, he was out there.
Okay. Why did you choose not to tell your parole officer that you wanted to cross into Mexico?
Because I usually don't tell you and deny you, so I wasn't really thinking, you know. It was more of a situation, because this year I had four of my family members pass away, and it's been a pretty hard year for me. My grandmother, my one of my uncles, my brother-in-law, my grandfather, so it's been pretty hard for me, you know. And this hasn't been easy for me.
How did the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office know that you were at the port of entry, sir?
Because I had a warrant for my arrest.
But I mean, how did they come in contact with you? From CBP or like what caused the contact?
They're coming back in.
Oh, coming back in. So the Customs and Border Patrol people noticed that you had a warrant?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mrs. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Mejia, I apologize if you said this and I missed it. Were you working at all?
Yeah, I had a job. I was working late.
What were you doing? I'm sorry.
I worked at a photo field of Brad. This is the last evening.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr.
And thank you, because we did not have much information on the community supervision. I didn't ask you where you were living either. Where were you living during your community supervision?
With my mom and dad.
In what town?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Is that the only place that you lived while you were on community supervision?
Yeah.
Did you have any problems with programming or drugs when you were outside of the correction system?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're getting close to the end of our hearing, Mr. Mejia. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? I really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing.
I would just like the opportunity to be released so I can have my mother and father to. They're having trouble right now with paying the rent and bills. And when I was working, I was the one helping them pay bills and rent. And I know I had a little mistake, you know. But I don't know, I just would like, you know, opportunity.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mejia. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, with respect to Mr. Mejia, it sounds like that he was working while he was on community supervision. I know that we don't have documentation of that, but he says that he was landscaping, helping his mother and father, living with them in Tucson. Unfortunately, he was picked up by the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office on his absconder warrant. After it sounds like he crossed into Mexico and was returning back to the United States. Again, not having every bit of information associated with that arrest by the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office, it does sound like that he was returning to the United States and not quite absconding to Mexico, which I commend him for. It was only for one day. I do have some concerns that he was crossing into a foreign country while he was on community supervision status, which I think violates the spirit of community supervision in more way than one. And I'm not feeling quite comfortable returning him to community supervision, but with the low amount of time, I'm certainly going to be input of my peers. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. He has a very limited criminal history, although it was some pretty serious crimes that he was in for with just the one term. He was returning to this country, although he did leave this country. I'm just curious why he was violated, and we have no information in this warrant. So I'm not really sure why he was violated, so.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see if we can get further information from Mr. Osborne before we continue with this discussion.
Yes, sir, if I may. He was advised on 10/25 to report back on 11/6. He was maximum custody.
Okay.
And reading from the notes, he did have 3 to 4 misses on his UAs where he did not show up and was directed to show up afterwards and did pursue the negative, but he did have 4 misses also. Getting maximum custody, if they don't report the day you're supposed to, an immediate action warrant is put into the system. And also, it is against regulations and conditions to leave the country.
Yeah.
Without permission.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne, and Ms. Rittenhouse, I say this with the utmost respect. You are a resident corrections expert.
No.
So does this change the...
Yes, it changes my opinion.
I just want to make sure that we had enough information. Any further information from fellow board members?
No.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where it lands. And that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3751, our discussion with Mr. Mejia, as well as additional detailed information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Mejia was delinquent by the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse or come over as a company, inasmuch that he absconded and left the confines of the United States. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Just one second, sir. Okay, Mr. Mejia, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about February 23rd, 2018. That's less than 2 months away. That's a short amount of time. We highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We're glad to hear that it sounds like that you have a place to go when you're released from DOC, your parents in Tucson, Arizona, and at that time you'll no longer be under community supervision or have the oversight of a parole officer. You'll be free to pursue work in your own interests. We certainly hope that you don't take this as a negative, but we do have to make public safety decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you give the phone to CO3. Thank you, Mr. Mejia. You too, sir.
Thank you.